more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show getting back underway here is Steve Starrs. That's me finishing up and riding out the third wave of the Bob Tuscan Show. Bob is, he's working during the day trying to keep a family and soul and body intact over there. He's out in Florida, okay? So, I mean, it gets late, and, it's early out here. I'm in Colorado, so I'm like 2 hours behind him. You know, we just crossed over into 10 o'clock zone, and, of course, those of you who listen on the West Coast, it's only 9 o'clock. So, getting on past midnight for Bob, so he starts to fade pretty quick, especially when he's working pretty hard trying to do everything he can. If you can help him, that would be appreciated. I always say this, and Bob doesn't even listen. He's so tired he goes to bed. But the truth is he could use your help. Go to bobtuscan.com, and, if you can, help him and donate a little bit. It's always nice to hear people out there who are, wanting to support what we're doing here on RBN. And also help us at RBN as well because, friends, this is the resistance. If you're listening, we're here, and that's what we're doing. And we take it very seriously. I know I get a little flippant. I apologize sometimes because I take things a little too flippantly. But I think we all have a tension valve someplace where we have to kind of release a little bit, and you laugh because it's so incredibly insane what's going on here. I mean, it's just incredibly hypocritical the way our government operates, pretending to be governing in a republic, the elected by the masses or elected by the citizens of this country anyway to protect the interests of the people. And yet we find out that all of these people, virtually all of them are sellouts, Republicans and Democrats alike. And kind of following up what Mike was talking about, our caller in the last hour, I like Mike actually, he's probably going to bed too, but Mike has a lot of good information I think, and he's one of my favorite callers due to the fact that I'm an old RF guy, RF engineer. I worked in broadcasting for many years and have nowhere near the experience and expertise that a guy like Mike does. So I know when people pretty much can talk about, interstitial floors and power uses and the uses of various kinds of electromagnetic communications energy and things like that and what they're doing with it. So I hear somebody who knows what he's talking about, and that's why I like to hear from him. And so I do appreciate his calls, but we'll also be standing by to hear yours, of course, 800-313-9443. I'll take calls and we'll go through the whole thing. But I want to get back to this story about Justice Scalia and Judge Napolitano, who had, kind of a open forum event at the Brooklyn Law School this weekend. It's the Supreme Court Justice Scalia hinted that the Supreme Court may review the National Security Agency's rampant spying on Americans and phone calls and internet use, all that, of course, which was revealed by Edward Snowden. Everybody knows that we all knew about this before Edward Snowden. There's no question about the fact that everybody was aware of what was going on. The only thing that Snowden provided, of course, was documentation into PRISM and some of these other technologies and the exact dimensions of this thing. But anyway, Judge Napolitano and Justice Scalia, who was a guest at the Brooklyn Law School for a talk on constitutional interpretation with Judge Andrew Napolitano, responded to an inquiry about the freedom of speech by joking that talking about the NSA could get, quote, get myself recused, end quote. He was asked, how expansive can a judge like Scalia in 2014 interpret the freedom of speech? Does it pertain to cell phones? Or does it matter where you're physically located when you're using the cell phone? So these questions triggered a classic answer from the Justice on originalism, and the fact that technology has changed does not alter the meaning of the text of the First Amendment. It doesn't matter whether you're speaking on a cell phone or any other type of modern technology. You apply the same First Amendment principles to the new technology that you apply to the old, and the same for reasonable searches and seizures, he added, according to Politiker. Now, this story appears on Breitbart, and that's where I'm reading from. It's Breitbart.com. March 24th today, and I'll finish up with a little bit of this. It says, Judge Scalia added that he did not consider the Supreme Court sufficiently adept to weigh in on issues of national security. Quote, the Supreme Court doesn't know diddly about the nature and extent of the threat. It's truly stupid that my court is going to be the last word on it, he noted. So in other words, you know, what is Scalia saying? He's saying that basically they're inept, or they're incapable of making decisions based on constitutional rights when it deals with matters of, quote, national security. I'm trying to say that my John McCain voice. It's a matter of national security, French. Anyhow, when talking about the NSA stuff, Justice Scalia noted that he did not include conversations part of the person's, house's, papers, and effects. Wait a minute. Your conversations are not part of persons, houses, papers, and effects found in the Fourth Amendment language. He stated there might very well be laws that should ban indiscriminate spying on conversations by the government, but in his words, but it doesn't violate the Constitution. Let's see. The government can't take your, they can't violate your, you know, your right of privacy in your persons, houses, papers, and effects, but your speech, your conversations, and, you know, your supposedly private conversations, well, they're wide open. You know, we can have fun with that and listen to that all we like. I mean, it's pretty obvious that, you know, there's nothing really going to come out of the Supreme Court standing up to true constitutional rights and freedoms, even if it does get that far, which we wonder whether it ever will. But it's an interesting topic, and it does present kind of a clear litmus test, I think, on how well the people in the Supreme Court comprehend anything relative to the reality of our Bill of Rights anymore. I mean, I'm always shocked when they do something that comes out for the better, like on gun control and certain issues, and Second Amendment issues. And occasionally, once in a while, they make the right decisions, but for the most part, it seems to me like they're really out of touch. And even Scalia says to a large extent that, you know, the court really is out of touch in all these things. There's no way they can determine what is national security and where somebody's, you know, somebody should be spied upon. Well, I thought that that's why we had oath and affirmation for a warrant. Wasn't that what the Fourth Amendment says, that if you have an oath and affirmation pertaining to good, justified causes, then you could get a bench warrant from a judge to either spy or to go look for certain items and to, you know, invade someone's house to look for a meth lab or something else, I guess. I mean, that was what the whole idea of the Fourth Amendment was about, to keep people from being randomly and indiscriminately spied upon, invaded in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. And I suppose that would also mean their private conversations. Well, that's my point anyway. So, you know, that was back on the old legal table where these these justices, you have to wonder about the whole situation. And as many of our guests have pointed out, the Constitution, in effect, has been gutted and nullified for so many years that all these people do is just sort of dance across the screen in the black robes that they have, wearing these dark hats and everything like that, looking very somber, crossing their hearts and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, you really have to wonder where these people are coming from. It's been a very big change in the Supreme Court over many years, and I think there have been decisions that we've agreed with and disagreed with, of course, but and occasionally, like I said, it does surprise me. Once in a while, they actually do something right, but not very often. Anyhow, we will get back into that news and others, and other events, of course, on the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is writing it out with you on the third hour. Stay tuned. After the break, we will resume.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third and final hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starrs riding in shotgun here. Special thanks to everybody out in RBN land listening to the network. We appreciate you, whether you're listening online or on satellite or on one of our broadcasters or affiliates or on the phone or on podcast, or maybe it's bouncing off a satellite somewhere deep into space and 20,000 light years from today. People will hear the legacy of the great people and folks who rose up to stand up for freedom and justice and truth and what used to be the American way right here on planet Earth via RBN. So we appreciate all of you, and a special hello to all of you out there listening tonight. Hey, if you haven't called in before, maybe this is the first time you'd like to call. And, hey, I'd like to hear from you, especially if you're from someplace, maybe outside the United States of America. You're concerned with the same issues because you know that human rights should be the same around the world. There should be, a designation of honesty about government pertaining to ruling and controlling the masses, if you like or believe that should be done. And some people don't even believe in government at all, I know. But, I mean, let's face it, my opinion is I think it's better to try to fix the flat than reinvent the wheel, okay? I think it's better to get government under control. I think that was the original intent of the people who designed the United States of America. Some people say, hey, did these founding people design a Christian government? Well, yes and no. I mean, I think most of them had kind of a basic essence of morality, but even that's a little questionable, of course, if you look at the founders of the country. But I think they didn't design a Christian government any more than Henry Ford designed a Christian car. Okay? They wanted to design something that would work well. You know, that was the plan. It wasn't to favor any particular religious group or anything like that. It was just something set up that would keep dictators from taking over, a republic, in other words, a representative democracy, not a pure democracy where people vote on everything, right? But a representative democracy. And it wasn't even intended at that point to be a federal, overreaching government like it is today. Of course, that has changed over the years. We could talk about the Civil War. We could talk about the 14th Amendment and how things have been misconstrued, the reconfiguration of the Constitution in 1871. And we could go back into that. I hate to get into all that talk, not because it isn't pertinent to the history of understanding what's taking place, but because there's so many details in that. And trying to fix things that happened in the past are only important if you can document where they went wrong and then make the progress towards changing things in the future. So a lot of that is coffee talk chat, friends. It's a coffee clatch, if you like. And this is what happens a lot with the people in the Patriot Truth Movement, is that we end up talking about things in details without ever coming to conclusions about how we're going to fix things in the future. Now, there's been a lot of talk about how much advantage the GOP, the Republican Party, is supposed to have in this next upcoming midterm election, you know, the 2014 election in November. And some people are saying, wow, this is a big chance for the Republicans, and maybe things will finally get turned around. Do you really think so? Do you really think so? Look at the Republicans that are in office right now. I mean, okay, now before I attack the Republicans, because, you know, it's amazing that whenever I do, some people say, well, Obama's even worse. And I go, yeah. I mean, after all, we were telling people before Obama was elected in 2008 that he was in bed with the banksters. We knew that then. We knew who was backing him. We knew what kind of president he would be. And he has surprised me in the fact that he's been even worse than I predicted. He's been even worse than I predicted. And I didn't expect, I thought maybe he would do something good. You know, like slap the telecoms with some fines and try to, you know, curtail all this negative intrusion into our privacy, this unconstitutional use of spying and using private companies to filter information into the pockets of the government, and which is a fascist model, essentially. And then, of course, we all thought, and a lot of people did, not me, but we a lot of people believed that he was going to end the wars. He was going to have more transparency in the government. And that all these executive orders that were non-constitutional, because after all, Barack Obama wasn't a constitutional expert. at Columbia University, except nobody seems to remember him ever being there. You know, and since he was, you know, this philosophical and enlightened person that everybody claims he was, you know, I'm actually surprised that he hasn't done anything at all that I can think of that's worthwhile. I mean, I can't credit him with doing one good thing. I think he's been the worst environmental president we've ever had, if you consider the BP oil spill, genetically modified organisms and foods, if you can consider Fukushima, if you can consider the chemtrails, if you can consider all the chemicals and dangerous things in our food and the Food and Drug Administration, all these vaccines. I don't think, and of course, Obamacare, but that's not environmental, is it? It's just environmental pertaining to what happens to all of us when we get sick. But he's been the worst environmental president we've ever had. And of course, the Sierra Club, I think, still backs him. So, you know, I don't think he's any good at all. But getting back to the Republicans, when I start to attack them, I said, what good have they done? Have you called your Republican representative, if you have one, maybe you have a senator or two? Or, in my case, I have a congressional representative who claims to be rather conservative, and I'm doing everything I can to get somebody else to run in his position because I think the man is about, I maybe give him a 2 out of 10. He did vote against the NDAA, but of course, the NDAA bill that was passed, I mean, it was so overwhelmingly predominant that even so many of these neocons like McCain and other people who supported it, it was pretty obvious it was going to pass. So it was a, you know, voting for something like that was not really a cusp issue that he would have made any difference on. But my Republican conservative, so-called conservative Republican representative has voted to reinforce and reinstate or keep the, or continue, let's say, the Patriot Act and the wars. I mean, he's, you know, they talk about the debt ceiling, but that's a joke, the debt ceiling, right? I mean, he deals with taxes. There have been a few issues that he has stood up on, and a couple of them have been rather, they've been rather controversial. But let's just say this. I called his office and I asked him, what is this imposter doing in office? How can you allow this ongoing onslaught against our constitutional rights? How can you allow this man to keep running things the way he has? Excuse me. When you consider the IRS scandal, when you consider the NSA spying, when you consider Fast and Furious, Benghazi, all of these unconstitutional executive orders, and then Obamacare and everything on top of it, we won't even get into the fraudulent, fabricated past of Barry Sotero and who this guy could or should or would have been. We have no idea who this guy is. I mean, this man is a complete imposter. He is the anti-president. That's what he is. You know, you've heard of the Antichrist. I call him the anti-president. He's the guy who's a complete imposter who sits down at the seat of power in the Oval Office and signs these executive orders and does something that he superimposes his entire agenda over the structure of this republic. And I call my Republican representative and I ask him, what are you doing about this? How long is this going to go on? And of course, I don't get a chance to talk to him, but they take my notes and they tell me they'll pass it up and we'll get back with you on that. Well, we're going to get back with you right here on the show. Bob Tuscan Show will continue after these breaks.
Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. And I am glad to be with you. And I think there is life in Kansas, I hear. And I think Adrian's out there waiting to weigh in on the conversation. Adrian, are you there?
I'm here, then. Another great show, man. You got enough again, man. It's just like always.
We're doing it, aren't we, man?
We're doing it.
Yeah, what's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about Obama, and I don't think I heard anybody just articulate it the way you did. You know, it's like, I just can't believe what's going on. It's like, and I just, the only thing I can come up with is, They're all in cahoots with this. They all know that it's just getting so absurd what's going on. How can this actually be really happening? It's like, but here it is. And it's kind of like, I guess there's been many movies where it's just all in your face, and it's like, I guess there's so few of us that really or even paying attention to what's going on. It's just all, you know, March Madness, and you know, the people like us are really trying to actually figure out what's going on, and I guess nobody really wants to know. But as far as Obama, I just can't believe that all of this is, you know, it's just in your face. You know, we don't even care. It's like, and
yeah, it's like the whole thing with the birth certificate and all that. You know, it's like when he issued, the White House issued all those phony documents that were so obviously fraudulent. It was like a bully walking down the street, you know, and he spits in your face and then says, "Oh, excuse me, did I spit in your face?" And then he takes out his handkerchief, spits in the handkerchief, and then says, "Let me wipe it off." You know, I mean, it's like we're being bullied by all these people. And you ask the question, where are these folks? As I feel the same way you do. What's going on here? I mean, come on. I mean, we're in these expensive wars. Mr. Obama was supposed to get us out of these things. We talked about all these constitutional rights that have been abridged by the Bush administration and the Patriot Act. That continues and has gotten worse and worse and worse. I mean, it's just like Bush handed the baton to Obama, and they continue on, and nobody in the Republican Party has any gumption or ideology or any kahunas, you know, to stand up to this guy, including my congressman. You know, his name is Cory Gardner. I don't like him at all. I don't like this guy. I mean, I got involved in the Republican Party, and I told him, I said, I'm not going to vote or go anywhere with Mitt Romney. I almost got elected as a Ron Paul delegate, believe it or not. And oddly enough, in Colorado, Adrian, Ron Paul won the delegates after everything that they had done. But there was no discussion at all in the Republican Party about what happened here. Nothing. And I'm frustrated with it. I imagine you are too, many of our other listeners as well.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not really, you know, it seems like, I think it's not a lot, really a lot of what we can do. I mean, other than, I hope it doesn't come to the point that, you know, that this gets so absurd. I don't want to really leave our, you know, have to leave our own country and everything. It just gets to the point, it gets so corrupt that it's like they can just do whatever. And it's like it hadn't quite got to that part. But, you know, as far as Obama, and I also agree with Bob Tuscan, he's really, you know, it's kind of hard to blame him for all this stuff. It's just the office itself is the, you know, they've given all the power over to it. So it really doesn't matter who's in charge. It's like, they're in charge and we're not, and we don't have any say. I mean, that's not any fun to live under that.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right, because, you know, I mean, we could talk about Obama himself, but the person and the personality is not the issue. The issue is the guy is just like the ringleader at the circus. He doesn't run anything. He just makes the announcements, you know. And he's a puppet. All he does is, you know, read a teleprompter, you know. I wish that he would stand up for something. I would be different. I would applaud anything that he did that would have been in line with what he talked about doing, even though I may not have agreed with a lot of what he said at the beginning. I think it was evident, of course, by 2008 that the Patriot Act was a scam, that it should have never been passed. It was evident that the spying was going on, the telecoms that he talked about getting rid of it or holding accountable to, and they were granted, you know, basically clemency, you know, to go ahead and participate in the same thing that they had been doing all along. The wars never changed. There wasn't transparency. It's only gotten worse. So, in my opinion, you know, he's just Bush 2. You know, George, or actually Bush 3. And, you know, they think even Jeb Bush might be trying to run for president. And can you believe the Republicans would vote for this guy? And I'm telling you, no, no, no. And yet, they'll think, well, he's better than somebody else. You know, it's like, I could get very vulgar in my comparison, but it's like, how you can't understand why people would choose arsenic over cyanide, you know, and that's what they keep doing, and we keep talking to them every election, and yet they never seem to be able to come around to the conclusion that they're being robbed by both of these political parties.
It's a fake system. It's like, I mean, you really don't have any choice. It's like you have two different ways to, you know, mess you over. You know, it really doesn't really matter. You know, they're not, you know, we're not really being any kind of represented. And it's like, I don't really know if it is a way to actually fix it. And it's like, without actually starting, I mean, it's gotten so far removed from everyone. It's like, I've thought about it. It's like, how do you actually get out of this thing without actually, becoming drastic? It's like, how do you actually get out of this fix like this? You know, it's like, I'm stumped, you know?
Yeah, we all are. I mean, I'm in that situation myself. I'm thinking, gosh, you know, the only thing I really don't like about all this is watching everything happen and then having to live through it with all my neighbors when you've done everything you can to try to stop what's taking place here. The theft of the trillions of dollars by the international banks, the breakdown of our rights, our liberties, they're continually doping up everybody with either propaganda or chemicals and bad foods. I mean, it gets to the point, Adrian, where even the weather forecasters can't make proper forecasts out here in Colorado, where I am anyway, because they don't know whether there's going to be a cloud cover in the morning of chemtrails that's going to keep the temperatures from going up to the highs of 70s and frozen under an inversion of cloud cover created by chemtrails. And they never say anything on the news or the weather forecasts about this. I've talked about it before, but, I mean, you know, they never – you wonder how – of course, I worked in the mainstream news media, friends. And I know what it's like to be on the other side of the phosphorus screen talking to you. And, I mean, I left it a long time ago because I said, man, I don't want to be a part of this. And this was back in the 80s. I'm dating myself, you know. But, I mean, I saw back then and people thought, gosh, you know, Steve, you gave up a great career. You could have been a sports anchor, made $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 a year, because those guys will pull that kind of number on ratings point and be worth that much. But it just wasn't worth it, you know, to think that I'm going to spend the rest of my life lying and spraying my hair down to look good and act like I'm somebody when I know that this thing is really not doing the job it's supposed to do and we're not taking responsibility as journalists. But that's my opinion. I'm like you, Adrian. I don't know where to go. I wish I did. I wish there was a place, there was a new country, a new promised land. You know what I mean? I wish we could all pack up. I'd help you. You'd help me. We'd go there. I don't know where we're going to go, and the rest of the world is waiting on us as Americans to change things. And it's just a sad, sad situation. Any ideas?
Do you think, no.
Yeah, you're like me.
I was going to mention, you know, you did the right thing. You said you, you didn't want to be a part of, you know, things that were corrupted. What do you think about the RT journalist, the girl that from RT that stepped down? I don't think it was actually for real how that all happened.
Yeah, you know? No, it wasn't. And I'm sure, you know, because she was on with Anderson Cooper and CNN within hours after all of that. So, yeah, it was another staged event. And, of course, you know, it was all set up to be that way. Of course, she wasn't honest at all. And she just wanted to take another job with Fox News. She'll reemerge. You know, she'll have her new career as being the so-called conservative American, still waving the flag while we grimace at the atrocities of what have taken place here in the name of this country. And it was never supposed to be this way, friends. It just never was. This isn't the United States anymore. We're having a hard time recognizing it. Yeah. Liz Wall was her name, I think, right?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for listening in, Adrian. We do appreciate it. But okay. Well, I got Art on the other side of the break. We'll have another call and finish up here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And do appreciate all of you, you know, listening in and helping us out. Do what you can. If you want to contact us via email, send us information, stories, you can go to thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. And you can visit the website, bobtuscan.com. We have a chat room where you can listen in. And, oh, I'll tell you, the folks in the chat room, they keep controversy going all the time.
Help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000. Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show here on RBN. Glad to have all of you along. Steve Starrs riding the shotgun for Bob in this last few minutes. Got a couple calls here. Going to try to get to Art in a minute, but I just wanted to touch on this story. We are following the issue with the Canadian Mounties overriding civilian rule to arbitrarily ban and confiscate arms. We're going to be watching this. It's progressing quite a bit out over there. This is from a story going back to March 5th, of course. By Adam Salazar from Infowars.com, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are acting on their own authority to arbitrarily reclassify, ban, and ultimately confiscate certain rifles. Contemptible actions for which Canadian citizens seemingly have no recourse. So we're going to be watching this and following up on it. We're not ignoring that by any means, but our concerns are to our Canadian friends, of course. We support you in your endeavor to try to hold on to your weapons, and we believe that our Second Amendment, which may not exactly classify as being something that's legal to you, should be available to you as well. So we'll be watching that. Let's go to Art and see what he has to say and what he has to add. Art, are you there?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, I guess. A little case of heartburn today. I guess that beef stew didn't set well with me. Three quick points, and then I'll let you get on to other callers. First two having to do with the previous caller there. Yeah, you made the statement that the rest of the world was waiting on us for whatever reason. Well, to that point, all I say is if they're waiting on us, they're going to be waiting a long time, because the people in this country just can't seem to get it together. The second point was you had asked the previous caller if he had any ideas. Oh, I got some ideas, but y'all don't want to know my answer to the my solution to the problem, because it requires a really big set and a spine. And the third point is, you were talking about Obama and how he hasn't done anything he said he was going to do. And that's actually not really true.
Okay. Two things
Obama has done. He said he was going to do. You go all the way back to his college days. You look at his time as a community organizer. You look at what he said when he was senator. And then you look at what did he always promoted until it was time to campaign, and then he said it was a bad idea, only because Hillary said it was a good idea. That was universal health care. He's always been in favor of it. Yeah. And then once he got, what did he do? Universal health care. So there's one thing that he always talked about doing. He was successful. We got it. Second thing. 5 days prior to the election in 2008, quote, we are 5 days away from fundamentally changing the United States. I'd say he's done a pretty darn good job of completing that task.
Well, you know, you're right about the fact that he has followed through with some of his agendas. I guess I should restate my position. I haven't seen one thing that I thought was good that he's done. I guess that's what I was trying to say, Art, because he has followed up on...
Well, actually, he has done one thing for the American people that's good.
Okay.
He has shown just how deep the corruption goes and just how loathsome Congress is.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, yes.
He's done a really good job of exposing to everybody the truth.
Yeah, well, hopefully a lot of people are starting to see it. There are a growing number, of course. Now, the question about Obamacare still is kind of hanging in the balance, because even Democrats now are backing off, talking about a five-year delay. A five-year delay, Democrats are talking about at this point. But this is, you know, I wonder how seriously anyone's going to take that. What they're going to do to try to turn things around. I mean, this is like a train wreck that's, you know, already in process of being engineered. I don't know how they're going to stop it at this point and do anything effectively except for pass more bills and more laws and go from bad to worse.
Probably. And, of course, you'll have to pass them to see what's in them. Hey, man, thanks a lot. I know you got to call it.
Look for you again, my friend. Thanks for tuning us in. We do appreciate you, Art. All righty. Well, we got another couple minutes left. Let's see. I think we're going to get back to Fred again. Fred, do you have another comment for us?
Fred, Steve, pardon the second call, but, you know, I'm new to RBN, and I think I found the Holy Grail. But go on and harp on information. Sadly, we are inundated with information, and we have no plan of action. Now, we need information. People have to know, but people ask, well, what can I do? What should we do? all right, I have a plan, and I feel strongly and passionately about it. Okay. And this nullification, but married to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, because they have the knowledge, they have the cojones, they have the guts, and they have the brains to possibly wake people up and save our Constitution. And if we don't get a delaying action to save our Constitution, all this talk and plans will just mean nothing. So I am really pushing the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Get acquainted with it, familiarize yourself with it, put your money in it, and get your rear ends into it. We've got to do something because we're short of time. Have a good day, Steve, and thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Fred, and I agree with you 100% on those issues. And there are a lot of course, there's some corrupt sheriffs out there, too, but we've got some really good people. Sheriff in our county is a good guy. He's been very outspoken on Second Amendment rights, and I've met him and like him. And there are some really good men out there in law enforcement. And, of course, we've talked to people like Stuart Rhodes. I'd like to have Edwin Vieira on our show because these are the kinds of people who have the mind and have the understanding and have the capability of recognizing that power can be used in the right way and it can be reconstructed, reconfigured, and held in check the way the Constitution designed it to be. Because, friends, being American is not about waving the flag and marching in the Veterans Day parade or the 4th of July. Being an American is about holding your government accountable to law. That's what real patriotism is. And that is something that people have lost. If you ask people on the street, like one of those Mark Dice videos or something, what does it mean to be an American? And they will tell you, well, you know, it's to salute the flag, to say the Pledge of Allegiance, to vote, to be involved with your sports team. Or, you know, they have so many crazy reasons and things that people will come up with. Very few of them recognize that it's about holding your government accountable. That's what our founders intended us to have. A government that was representative of the people, that was of the people, by the people, for the people, okay? And that's what it should be. That's what it means to be a real American. And I think that the fact is, of course, having been involved in the political process, it was back in 2012, actually. You know, I watched just a disaster take place in the Republican Party. And there were good people there, but they were in such a small minority, and that they were like these freaks that got into the mix, and they kept saying, they sound like Beavis and Butthead, these two guys, and I remember that were our precinct caucus, you know, about Mitt Romney. I mean, it's like they keep thinking that they're going to win. These people keep trying to struggle and fight for power. They're like the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the time of Christ. They're fighting in the conning tower over control of the sinking ship. All they care about is power. All they care about is their money. They keep telling you lies, and they're not really concerned at all about their obligation, their responsibility, and what they should be doing. And I don't know how we're going to get out of that. But we do have things like perhaps the, organizations such as Oath Keepers, such as the Sheriffs for Constitutional Law. We have a lot of things we can do. I'm not going to give up yet. We've got to do the best we can because we have no other solutions, friends. Well, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I will be back Wednesday night. Bob's show runs every Monday through Friday right here on RBN. Thanks to Dan, our producer, for hanging out with us and all of our friends there in RBN land. We will see you again. Stay tuned.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial